the Foreign Affairs Committee adopted in February a non-legislative resolution, which is a rather critical one. It is about the preconditions of the enforcement of and ratification of the partnership and cooperation agreement between the European Union and Turkmenistan. The decision of the Parliament and the Foreign Affairs Committee at that time was that the final vote of consent by the Parliament to the partnership and cooperation agreement would be postponed till after the Parliament and the Foreign Affairs Committee has visited the country. Now, this visit will take place next week. Now, I made a question to the External Action Service on this monitoring mechanism last week, and the answer was very disappointing. The European External Action Service says it is not going to implement this new monitoring mechanism. It had consulted legal experts who came to the conclusion that such a mechanism would seriously undermine and distort the balance of the institutions. So I think here the Parliament has to be very alert, because it is a question about our rights of scrutiny. And Chairman, I would suggest to you that you formally, on behalf of the Foreign Affairs Committee, you ask to see that legal opinion which the European External Action Service has produced to back its negative reply to the Parliament on a special kind of monitoring mechanism. I actually believe that it is a case where the Parliament, the Foreign Affairs Committee, should maybe ask the Parliament's own legal service to produce an opinion about this, because this creates a precedent on how the Parliament can be involved in monitoring partnership and cooperation agreements. And I think this is a very strong institutional interest now to see that it will be set right. Nobody has said that we want to isolate Turkmenistan, but we want a policy of engagement that really makes a difference. And I'm sorry to say, but I'm not at all convinced, on the contrary, about the real political will of the External Action Service to make a real change, because it would mean that you would have to sacrifice some of those conveniences that you rely on when you make those joint statements. And I repeat that this institutional issue between the EEAS and the Parliament is very serious indeed, because if you have some legal expertise showing that the Parliament's demand on the monitoring mechanism is distorting the institutional balance, so please show it to the Parliament so that we can study this issue and respond to it in a proper way.